Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere.
I found myself at the end of the road, looking forward and I see a fork in the road. Hell if I know which way to go. I feel so long, life is so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happened. When I pray, I know I can hear you. When I pray, I know I can hear you. When I fall, I don't pray. Don't ever too busy for me. Don't ever too busy for me. When I pray, I know I can hear you.
Glory to God. Yes, something always happens when we pray. I hope you've been inspired to pray by that beautiful song done by Doe titled When I Pray. Hallelujah. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 13th day in the month of April 2024. How to apply your spiritual weapons, part 7. Praying all kinds of prayers. Our theme scripture for today is from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, and I'll be reading from the Berean Study Bible. Pray in the Spirit at all times, with every kind of prayer and petition. To this end, stay alert with all perseverance in your prayers for all the saints. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We are grateful for a beautiful Saturday that you have made and you have brought us into. We rejoice and are glad in it. We're also grateful, Father, for health and strength. We're grateful for your goodness to us and also for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts and we ask that you bless it in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer is considered the facilitator of the weapons of our warfare because it is not possible to effectively deploy or engage all the other weapons mentioned earlier without effective prayers. When it comes to warfare, Apostle Paul admonishes us to pray in the Spirit with every kind of prayer. This implies that there are certain battles that may require prayer of petition, while others may require prayer of thanksgiving, and others may require prayer of worship, and yet others may require a combination of two or more kinds of prayer based on the dictates or leading of the Holy Spirit. But the important thing is that you must pray if you want to secure your freedom and maintain a life of continuous and unquestionable victory. The power of prayer cannot be overemphasized because it is better experienced than communicated. The world we live in is controlled by the spirit realm, hence the unquestionable need for us to pray continually because prayer is the means by which we communicate and effect changes in the realm of the spirit to either forestall the physical manifestations of negative things or to enforce the quick manifestation of positive things. The fact that you were shown something good in the spirit realm about yourself or your loved ones doesn't mean that it will automatically happen in the physical world. You need to pray to bring it to pass in the physical realm. Similarly, if you saw something negative in the realm of the spirit but refused to pray or procrastinated your prayer, it may manifest in the physical realm. Learn to pray daily because it can help to forestall certain negative things from manifesting in your life because they were either stopped or changed in the spirit realm before the time set for their manifestation in the physical realm. There are well-meaning Christians who are suffering from afflictions which they could have stopped from manifesting if they had only prayed when they should have prayed. Please, don't wait for you to see trouble before you pray. When you give yourself to prayer on a consistent basis, it will not be long before God starts speaking to you and revealing certain secrets to you about your past, present, and future. Sometimes you may not know what kind of prayer to pray. That is why you are exhorted to pray in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, who knows the mind of God concerning your situation, also knows how to channel your requests to God. Therefore, give yourself to regular prayers and remain consistent in your place of prayer, because it is the only way that you can walk in consistent dominion in this world. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for showing me the secrets to victory in the kingdom. Please baptize me with the spirit of prayer so that I may pray without ceasing. In Jesus' name, and we'll say Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. To close out today's episode is Joe Metal singing Power of Prayer. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. Until then, God bless you.
I believe in the power of prayer. With hope standing by my side. And faith my only anchor. I will pray. I believe in the power.
To me and show.
will pray.